everybody doing so far tonight? Awesome, awesome. Now we're going to have some more musical acts up in just a moment, but first we wanted to make a special shout out to one of this evening's most generous sponsors, the 16th Street Rock Bottom Brewery. Yes, yes. Listen, guys, not only have they provided the amazing refreshments for tonight, but they've also donated one of the most amazing experiences at tonight's silent auction. Just listen to this real quick. It's a three-course dinner for two at their incredible restaurant, plus two club-level tickets to the Rockies versus Padres game, plus, no, I'm not even done with the pluses. It says so many pluses. But plus four drink vouchers at Coors Field. Tom, what is the estimated value on that one? $600. Oh my God. All right, last I checked, the bid was only at $95, so get on that. And remember, everything tonight is for such an amazing cause, so please be generous, have fun, drink up. If you need a pen, just find one of our amazing volunteers. We are in the white and blue t-shirts, right? There's no excuses, all right? And don't forget that the silent auction closes in 1 hour. But now we're going to continue the fun up here on stage with something just a little bit different. Local intellectual and regular contributor to the Denver Post's opinion section, Ivan Ivanovich, I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher this, but Njokin, Ivan is generously providing us with a scientific lecture on the dangers of tobacco. So give it up for Ivan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I suppose. Someone suggested to my wife that it might be a good idea if I gave a lecture here today, open to the public with all the proceeds going to charity. I'm fine with that. A lecture, why not? Really, who cares? As some of you may know, I am not a professor. I have no postgraduate degrees. However, what you may not know is for the last 20 years, I've been working on solving problems of a scientific nature. And from time to time, I'll even write a scholarly article, if you can believe that. Well, not technically scholarly, but if you'll excuse the expression, quasi-scholarly articles. As a matter of fact, I've written a fascinating article entitled "The Problem with Insects." My daughters quite enjoyed it, especially the part about the bedbugs. I read it to them, and then I set it on fire. You can write all you want about bedbugs, but everyone knows the only way to get rid of them is to light them on fire. I even found them in the piano. As a subject for today's lecture, I have chosen, I guess you could put it that way, the harmful effects which can be observed in human beings as the direct result of indulgence in tobacco. I myself smoke, but my wife told me I should speak today on the dangers of tobacco, so here we are. What are you going to do? Now, as for you, the audience, ladies and gentlemen, you will, I hope, give your utmost respect and attention to what I have to say. Otherwise, this will be a huge waste of time for everybody involved. If you don't like the idea of a dry scientific lecture, then feel free not to listen or even leave if you'd like. However, let me remind any physicians or medical doctors that might be in the audience today that this lecture contains many useful observations, since tobacco, aside from its harmful effects, has many medical applications. For example, a fly placed into a container of chewing tobacco will die. Usually from nervous convulsions. Tobacco is, of course, a plant. Sorry. Whenever I lecture, I get this twitch in my right eye. I don't mind it, it's just nerves. I'm a very nervous person, generally speaking. I think my twitch started in 99 on September 13th after my fourth daughter Barbara was born. All of my daughters were born on the 13th for some reason. Anyway, we don't have much time, so we have to stick to the subject of this lecture, so let's continue. But first, I do think I should mention that my wife runs a private boarding school in Golden. It's very nice, a little expensive. Now, my wife likes to complain all the time that she never has enough of anything, when in reality, she's been able to put a little, you know, a little something aside. She's got like $200,000-$300,000 put away. Meanwhile, I had to take the light rail from the Jefferson County Courthouse just to be here this afternoon. But what are you going to do about it, right? I'm in charge of housekeeping at my wife's boarding school. I purchase all the janitorial equipment and office supplies. I keep the bed bugs under control. I walk my wife's dog. And I catch the mice. Last night, one of my duties included pre-measuring the correct amount of flour and butter to make pancakes this morning. To make a long story short, after the pancakes were ready, my wife informed me that three of the students would not be joining for breakfast on account of the fact that they had caught some sort of the flu. So obviously, we had some extra pancakes. What are you supposed to do? Well, first my wife suggested that we throw the pancakes in the freezer, save them for later. But then she looked at me up and down, and she said, oh, why don't you eat them, you old bag of bones? That's what my wife calls me when she's in a bad mood. Old bag of bones. Or weasel. Or Satan. Now I want you to tell me honestly, do I look like Satan? She's always in a bad mood. Anyway, I ate the pancakes because I'm always hungry, but we keep gossiping and we're getting off track, so let's continue. Now, I'm sure you'd rather be listening to one of the musical acts, right? But just because I'm giving a lecture doesn't mean I can't sing. I saw a man walking by the sea. Alone with the tide was he. I looked and I thought as I watched him walk by there, but for you go I. I don't remember where that's from. Oh, I almost forgot. At my wife's boarding school, I also teach mathematics, physics, chemistry, literature, and geography. My wife's school also offers dance and music lessons, which I, of course, teach, but she charges extra for those. The school is located off Highway 93 near the dump. The address is number 13 Flat Top Drive, and that's also where we live. That's probably why my life is such a failure. I live in house number 13. All of my daughters were born on the 13th, and did you know my house contains 13 windows. So, I don't know. Why bother even talking about it, right? Anyway, if you're interested in enrolling your child at my wife's boarding school, feel free to stop by anytime during the day and have a conversation with my wife. We also have programs available to purchase near the front door for $5 a piece. Or you could buy a program from me for $3. Would anybody like to buy a program? No. $2. That's a shame. Anyway, number 13, Flat Top Drive, off Highway 93 in Golden. I am not very successful. I may seem content up here, but in reality, all I really want to do is scream at the top of my lungs and run as far away as humanly possible. And there's nobody I can talk to about this feeling. This feeling where all you want to do is cry like a child, but then you just don't. And don't tell me, people always say, at least you have your family, at least you have your daughters. Please, my daughters hate me. My wife's given birth to 4 daughters. No. No, it's 5 daughters. No. No, it's 4. Anna, the oldest, she's 22. And the youngest just turned 17. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not happy. I know I may seem like the happy father because that's what it's supposed to be and that's what I want it to be, but if you only knew, I've lived with my wife for 22 years and those were supposed to be the best years of my life and they've gone by in the blink of an eye. And now I just don't give a good goddamn anymore.
Okay, sir.
What?
Sir, we can't. I
don't think my wife's here yet.
No,
no, she's not here. So I'll go ahead and say it. I'm afraid of my wife. She terrifies me. And here's another thing. None of my daughters have ever had a boyfriend. Not one. They also live at home. They never leave the house. And no man wants to come visit because my wife is such a cold bitch. She's a cheap, stuck-up bitch. And that's why nobody ever comes to visit. Now, this is confidential. But any single gentleman out there, if you want to meet one of my daughters, you can meet them on any major holiday at their Aunt Natalie's house in Castle Rock. They visit their Aunt Natalie on every major holiday, and my wife never goes because she hates her sister. Now, I always go because it's the only place I can go to get a goddamn drink. Also, you should know, it does not take much for me to become intoxicated. But boy, does it make me feel good. But it also makes me feel really sad. I think about how I was young for some reason. And then I just want to run away. You have no idea how one drink just makes me want to run away. Just run away. Just drop everything and run away and never look back. And I don't care where. Just as far away from that mean, petty, miser of a woman that I'm married to, away from that school, away from that kitchen, and from her having all the money. And I'd find like a field or a meadow or something. And I'd just stand there, as still as a rock or a fence post. And I'd just stare at the giant, beautiful sky. I'd stand there all night, just staring at the shining moon. Oh, and I'd just forget it all. Oh, if I could just forget everything. You know what I'd forget? I'd forget this stupid jacket that I got married in 20 years ago, that I still wear when I give lectures where all the proceeds go to charity. I'm better than this. I used to be young. I used to be smart. I went to college. I had dreams. I wanted to be something. Now I don't want anything. All I want is a little peace and quiet. Here. She's standing in the wings watching. So The consequences of which, the fact I mean that tobacco contains a powerful agent, as I have just described, we see that smoking is by no means advisable. And I hope, so to speak, my lecture today on the dangers of tobacco will have a positive effect on all of you. Thank you. That is all I have to say. Dixi et animam levavi. This has been The Dangers of Tobacco by Anton Chekhov. This audio play was adapted and produced by me, Alex Baggett, at my home studio in The Hague, South Holland. The music for this production was provided by the Library of Congress from their royalty-free music archives at loc.gov. If you enjoyed this production and you want to see or hear more from me, then feel free to donate what you can at alexbaggett.com/radioplay. That's Alex, BAGGETT.com/radioplay. Whether you want to help me invest in my home recording studio, or maybe you just want to buy me a beer, either way, you'd be contributing to my creative process. And don't forget to tell a friend who you think might enjoy this play. But on behalf of myself and Anton Chekhov, thank you for listening, and we both hope that you're able to squeeze some semblance of meaning and purpose out of this long, dark, cold, and lonely winter. Until next time, have a great day.